Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. This week we've been talking about the spiritual life we all have, a life God reminds us of and helps us live. But what about all the temptations there are to live a life that isn't very spiritual? Can we resist them? Joseph, the fellow in the Bible with the many-colored coat, found out. He faced a temptation that's no stranger to people today. Sex. A man's wife did everything she could to seduce him. Joseph, though, realized he had a spiritual nature and a spiritual life. This understanding had served him well, and he wasn't about to abandon it now. He rejected her advances. This got him into some trouble. The woman made it look as if Joseph was after her, and he got thrown in jail. But even there, he kept his focus on God and his spiritual life, and he soon found himself in charge of the country, second in command to the ruler. How does this apply to us today? It shows that we can be faithful to our spiritual nature even in the face of a sexual onslaught that seduces us to believe that we're at the mercy of lustful impulses, that we're primarily material rather than spiritual. Keeping true to our spiritual life may cause some problems. We'll seem out of step with a lot of society. But this doesn't have to hold us back. Instead, like Joseph, we can thrive. The Apostle Paul wrote, "The Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil." May we, like Joseph, count on God to establish our spiritual life and help us live it so we can prosper. Amen.